sometimes the simplest ideas can be the most powerful. Boy and girl fall in love, and their family's rivalry leads to doom and death. That's Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in a nutshell. In 1957, Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers were plucked out of fair Verona and dropped into Hell's Kitchen in the middle of gritty Manhattan. Rival families became rival gangs. Gilded balconies became rusted fire escapes. Throw in some jazzy, raucous music, some innovative choreography, some whip-smart lyrics, and you've got the musical West Side Story. Well, the original Broadway cast recording was reissued a couple of years ago, and today critic Ted Libby is here to add that CD to the 50 of the essential classical recordings. Ted, welcome.
Why, thank you, Fred.
Now, this is such a visceral, theatrical, in-your-face production with so many elements that are integral to it, the dance, the words, the costumes. How does the music stand up on its own on CD?
Well, the music on CD is absolutely marvelous, even though you don't get the whole show. You get so much of it that you can really follow it and see how it develops. The idea, you remember, came from Jerome Robbins, the choreographer. It was his idea to do this story and tell it in dance. And that's one of the things that makes the music so distinctive, is that it really does get a lot of the plot out in dance. Which gives Leonard Bernstein a chance to do some marvelous things musically as well. This particular recording of the Broadway cast, the original Broadway cast, was made just 3 days after the show opened in New York. So it's really fresh. I mean, you just feel it when you hear this. You know that these people are right in the beginning of a great show, and they all know it, and they all feel it too. It comes right across on CD 40 years later.
Could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows?
It's well, yeah, and in that intervening 40 years, there have been so many recordings. The movie came out in 61. There was a movie recording of it. Lots of singers have done this. There are all the orchestral versions of it. Why this recording?
Well, you could say Bernstein himself came back and did this with Kyrie Te Kanawa and Jose Carreras, and it wasn't as good. I'm sorry to say. It just wasn't as good as this original Broadway cast recording. Why? Well, in part because the music was new and challenging and very fresh, and also because the voices that were chosen for that show were chosen very carefully. They were really fine singing actors. They were not classical vocalists, operatic stars. They were naturals. Larry Kurt as Tony, Carol Lawrence as Maria, and Chita Rivera, an amazing Anita. So there you have the linchpins of the cast, fine actors who were young and vibrant. And that's what the music calls for.
Well, these were not operatic singers, but there were some demands made on the cast that were kind of operatic in nature. And I want to play a little bit of Tonight Tonight. And can you talk us through this a little
bit?
Sure.
I mean, this was really an example of how the demands that were made in this music were operatic without requiring the operatic voices that you get in opera. Nonetheless, the way the music was structured, the melodic contours that the singers were expected to sing, there was a very sophisticated approach musically. In the example we're about to hear, Bernstein overlaps different elements, and they all connect on the word tonight. So you get characterization of the gangs, of Anita, and of the two lovers, very, very different, each one from the other, but all connecting on the word tonight.
We're counting on you to be there tonight. When Diesel wins it fair and square tonight. That Puerto Rican punk will go down. And when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town.
Tonight, so I can count on you, boy.
Tonight,
we're gonna have us a ball.
Tonight,
tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight,
it's very much like an opera scene. You've got five soloists out front. Each of them has their own melodic line that develops their character, but they all interweave. And then you've got the chorus, which in this case is the Jets and the Sharks. Now, Ted,
it's just a little like Verdi, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like Verdi, but what's going on is very much like Verdi.
Ted, there's no question that West Side Story has been wildly influential. I mean, the effect is still reverberating. Grease, I think, was sort of the whitewashed Happy Feet suburban version. The dance and the dress from West Side Story showed up in Gap ads. Mm-hmm. TV and movie composers have been imitating Bernstein's writing and orchestration ever since. And that's at least part of what makes great art, is its lasting effect. So, granted, it's a classic musical, but is the music classical?
Well, I think it is, because you look at what's going on here. Yes, there are the beautiful tunes, the tunes that would have been the showstopper in any other musical, and there are four or five of them in this piece. So yes, it's done very much as a musical, and Bernstein knew that tradition well, and he was honest, and he was truthful to it, but he couldn't help putting classical music out as a composer. He was a classical musician, and so the connection to the tradition is very, very clear. You can't imagine this work without thinking of Stravinsky's Petrushka, that kind of rhythmic, strong, driven rhythmic music. You can't imagine it without Beethoven, even. And then there's the things that are sort of out on the surface, quoting Wagner, the motif from Götterdämmerung, the redemption of the world through love, at the end of this piece. It's full of gestures that say classical music, but it is not opera by any means. It is musical theater done in a very sophisticated manner, musically very, very rich, and that's what makes it classical, in my opinion. I don't think it could have been anything else with Bernstein being the composer.
Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single word.
Maria,
Maria, Maria, Maria,
Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria, I've just kissed a girl named Maria, and suddenly I found how wonderful a song.